Good morning. It is December 4th, 2015. The time is 0510 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Friday morning. Very early Friday for me. Been up for well over an hour now. Why? I have no idea. Well, yes, I do. I went to bed early last night. At around 8 o'clock, after falling asleep in the chair, just tired from the day, a good tired. So I slept for a good 8 hours or so, waking up a couple times during the course of the night. But that's nothing unusual, or it's the norm for me. Has been since my Air Force days, spending those 24 hours on duty at the crash house. And when you could get sleep, you could get sleep, but you're always getting up for one thing or the other. But there's a saying about getting up early that from our good friend Benjamin Franklin, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that goes to the thing of waking up early is a productively method of rising early and consistently so as to be able to accomplish more during the day. The method has been recommended since antiquity and is now recommended by a number of personal development gurus. Those gurus are probably didn't have the ability to sleep in. I'm reading that from the Wikipedia of waking up early this morning, because that's what I am doing, having the morning coffee. And I'm quite wide awake. I thought after waking up there just a little before 4 a.m. Eastern that I just check a few things and then go to bed, lay down for another hour or so. But my alarm is getting ready to sound off here in about another 2 minutes, so I should go ahead and turn that off, that alarm, because I am already up and I don't need that to be going off. But that saying from Ben Franklin about rising up early makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, I'm not sure. It depends. If you wake up early and you've had 8 hours sleep, it could make you healthy because you've had your sleep. I don't know if it can make you wealthy. It depends on what happens during the course of the day, if you're productive enough to make an extra buck. And wise? I don't know. Can you be any more wiser than you already are if you wake up early? Well, some would say you're not that smart because you should be in bed sleeping in. So, but I'm up early this morning, and I'm already pretty active on the Twitter feed with some news. News items I put up for the course of the week, as well as a very neat article from, let me drive back to it if I can, about technology from CBS News. I gravitate towards CBS News primarily because when growing up, I remember Walter Cronkite back in my days. I mean, the first newscast I ever watched on black and white TV, age dating myself, was Walter Cronkite. And who was after that? Dan Rather, I guess. Though I think Walter Cronkite was a better anchor than back in the day there. But this one article, Technology That Could Disrupt the Course of Climate, and just had a picture of a field of solar panels. And I'm very pro-solar power, because if you've listened to my previous audios, as well as I think I've done a few YouTubes, as well as Periscopes, and I'm not sure if I've done a Blab yet, the live streaming there, the new live streaming kit on the block of the solar panels that I have. So it was a pretty interesting article on that, and just seeing the news lately about the electric car, cars that are out there that are being utilized. I think there's one, I don't know if it's Norway. I saw a news article that that's one of the Scandinavian countries there, that they're promoting some very good incentives to where they're practically giving electric cars away for citizens there of Norway to use electric cars. And I thought that they're pretty very interesting articles, and it's just scratching the surface of where we're going to be going with the particular technology that hopefully it will help with the so-called climate change. I'm not totally definitely on board with that, but it's not going to hurt if we go that route and whatnot. So we do need to be concerned with the and aware of our climate change on this big blue marble, and especially the well just the levels of the CO2 that we have in the atmosphere, that we need to take care of that or mitigate it. So we'll see what happens. I know there was a big climate change conference of the world leaders there in Paris this past week. So be interested to see. But it was an interesting article. But again, up early, having the morning coffee here. And this is my fourth audio in a row. So I guess I'm on a roll here. So we'll see how this month plays out. But I feel pretty good being up early. But I know I'm going to be paying for it later when I get out of the day job here later this afternoon, and maybe kicking back. And it seems when I kick back and I want to relax, as soon as I sit down on the couch and I'm watching a good TV show like I was last night, go to a commercial and I'm out like a light. I just the commercials get me if I'm in a comfortable sitting position, and last night was the case because I was watching Ancient Aliens, one of my favorite programs to watch. There's a lot of good things to be viewing from that particular series, but the commercial came on and I'm saying I got to stay awake, and then a minute later I'm out like a light. So, and usually the missus lets me sleep in my chair for about 20 minutes or so, and then I wake up and it's like, oh, it's time to go to bed. So, but I'm up early now, getting the day started, and I think thus far a pretty productive start. Checking out the Twitter feeds here and doing this audio, it always marks for a good day. It's plus the coffee tastes pretty good, so it is a pretty productive time for me because I'm able to do this audio. There's not really a lot of ambient background noise from the family, and it's a sort of a quiet time, and that give me a chance to think what my flight path will be for the day. As far as I know, I have to go into work and whatnot, but to see what has already transpired overnight, but able to move forward and see what happens. So I hope you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. If you're not one that's up early and you're sleeping in, good for you. But if you are up early, I hope you are a healthy, wealthy, and wiser person because of it. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.